black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
I've never seen them. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate criminal government in American history. And I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm President Zen One and we have a great show for you as usual today. We'll be looking at the case of a British cop who spotted tall white aliens investigating a crop circle. That's on UFOinternational.com. Also, we'll be taking a look at the presidential campaign of John McAfee, the man behind McAfee Antivirus. We'll also be checking out his opening statement on a recent Libertarian Party debate on the Enemy Collaborator Media Organization, state-run media Fox News, which will show you that the spirit of liberty is not dead and you'll be hard-pressed to find a presidential candidate in this election cycle that is not globalist scum. Also, we'll be looking at a recent interview with perhaps the number one battle rapper in the nation, Daylight, who is known for his silly antics, who breaks down the proper ratio of women and men you can have sex with and not be gay. It's truly eye-opening. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to mention a few things. So today is Friday, TGIF. I have 4 weeks of an internship left. Today was just so hard. It is truly challenging everything. Every day is a battle to stay alive. I don't even know if people can even truly understand what I mean by that. So it is a constant battle to stay alive. I don't even know, man. So this is Friday. I have 2 days off to recover until the next week starts. May 6th is the final day. May 11th, I graduate. I withdrew from the class that goes along concurrently with the internship, so I was failing it. I was not in a right mindset. I was trying to get emotional support from all around me, but there is none. Matter of fact, I don't have any emotional support from listeners of this fucking show. I know you're out there listening. I've got over 300 listeners and growing every week. It's getting up to the point where we may hit 1 million one of these days. But nobody's commenting. The Facebook page is not getting many likes. I need you listening to this podcast to stop freeloading and participate in the community of like-minded individuals that we are. We're beings of light and love. How dare you listen to this show and not reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, the podcast page on Podomatic, fucking Stitcher, giving a thumbs up when you listen, liking the tune-in episodes. I don't know where you freeloaders think you're entitled to just consume the content that I'm producing and not give any feedback, but I love you because you are all beings of light and love as I am, so I let it slide. But we have to start growing faster and faster. We have to hit conservatively 5 million viewers within the next few years. We have to have people commenting constantly, communicating back and forth. We got to have more people buying my CD, my digital downloads for both EPs, Philosopher's Stone and Rorschach Test. Get off your ass, type a few words, press like, press subscribe, tell friends and family. They will think you are the best person that ever existed. If you share this podcast with them, is that so hard? People commenting will think you are just the greatest human if you comment. Just comment. Sick of this. Anyway, anywho. This episode is very, very special. Maybe not. But no, listen, this is a great episode. I think you're going to absolutely love it. We'll be right back.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen 1, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
Pump up the volume and let the music play. President Zen 1, new CD, Rorschach Test. Featuring the smash single, Project Bluebeam. Rorschach Test, available on iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, and other fine music stores. You can buy my new CD, Rorschach Test and Philosopher's Stone, both for only $9.99. Check us out on Armageddon Records Shop or on eBay. I've got digital download cards of both EPs for sale, or just inbox us at zen1music@gmail.com. What are you waiting for?
Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Records Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Records Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Records Shop on eBay.
And we're back. British cop witnesses tall white aliens inspecting fresh crop circle. British cop. This is amazing, folks. Not many people know this, but in 2009, a British police officer witnessed alien beings inspecting a fresh crop circle in the middle of a field. The police sergeant, who has not been named, witnessed the event. The policeman was off duty at the time he noticed the unusual beings in the field. He pulled his car over and walked to the field to see what was going on, because he had a strange feeling, like goosebumps, about what he was seeing. He got goosebumps, basically. Shit just got real. However, as he approached the men, who were all way over 6 feet tall with long blonde hair. I've mentioned these alien races before. The tall, beautiful, white, blonde men with blonde hair and very tall, almost like giants. Well, I can't say for sure, but there's a couple different alien races. Pleiadians, I believe, is one of them. The Nordic aliens and the Nordic alien-like men of Hollow Earth that Admiral Byrd wrote about in his diary that was released after his death. Tall, white, blonde hair, blue-eyed, humanoid entities that communicated telepathically, that had UFOs. Look, I don't understand it any better than you folks, and it sounds crazy just saying it, but I just want to let you know that there are so many different accounts of all of these alien races coming from different walks of life who have never researched this. And if you take the volumes and volumes of information about extraterrestrial biological entities, and you condense them into one database, and you cross-reference them, you would probably see that there are about 100 to 200 species that are all mentioned. So out of the millions of cases of UFOs and alien sightings, out of all of them, the millions of millions, they all represent a small number of. They all have that common thread of you're either seeing the gray aliens, you're either seeing the Ebonis or the Zeroids or the Nordic aliens, aliens of Hollow Earth, reptilians. There is only so many different species that are described. So I believe that it speaks for itself. It speaks volumes. There are, and to be honest, I'm even being generous saying 200 species of aliens. There could be more, but I've only personally documented about 100 different species of them. And I couldn't even tell you all their names or characteristics. They're in the database that I have. I'm building a database of alien encounters and descriptions. Just the most credible ones. Just the most exquisite descriptions. We're trying to prove this over here. We're trying to prove the truth, because I think we should know if there are these humanoids walking around Earth like they own shit. But I digress. As he approached the humanoids, he heard the sound of static electricity, and the trio ran away faster than any man he ever seen. So fast, it apparently seemed unreal. This is one of the first cases that I heard of an alien running fast. So that is very interesting that we're documenting this right now. So leaving the scene of this strange event, the police officer jumped quickly in his car, went back home, contacted paranormal experts, and told them the truth of what he saw. And not surprisingly, the police force that the officer works for refused to comment at the time. It stated it was a personal matter. They're probably trying to disguise this, make him sound like he's mentally defective or drunk or on drugs. The unnamed cop asked for the support from a crop circle investigator named Andrew Russell, and he described in detail what the police officer saw that unusual day. Because first he thought, this is a quote actually, I'm going to read a quote. At first he thought there were forensic officers, as they were dressed in white coveralls. He stopped his car and approached the field. Figures were all over 6 foot and had blonde hair and seemed to be inspecting the crop. When he got to the edge of the field, he heard what he believed to be a sound not dissimilar to static electricity. The crackling noise seemed to be running through the field, and the crop was moving gently, close to where the noise was. He shouted to the figures, who at first ignored him, not glancing at him. When he tried to enter the field, they looked up and began running. He said they ran away faster than any man he had ever seen. They were moving so fast, I looked away for a second, and when I looked back, they were gone. I then got scared. The noise was still around, but I got an uneasy feeling and headed for the car. For the rest of the day, I had a pounding headache. This strange incident happened on July 6th, which is coincidentally my birthday, folks. As the police officer was driving down a road, apparently the three very tall humanoids were inspecting the odd-shaped crop circle in the field. And they all appeared deeply interested in analyzing the crop circle. Was it them who made it, or possibly one of their fellow colleagues from afar? The crop circle had been there for a few days before this incident. When the police officer walked over, they suddenly became disturbed-looking and ran off. He was off duty, so he couldn't pull out his gun. The crop circle expert investigated the incident. He said he's convinced the story. Doesn't see any reason why he would make this story up. He's quite convinced the officer had an experience that we have not fully explored. Look, even Edward Snowden acknowledged the tall whites. He said they're very much in contact with planet Earth and watching every move. And I'm so glad this really brings a lot of credibility to the story. Edward Snowden, everyone knows. He revealed one of the biggest leaks in history, and everything he said up until this point has been absolutely bona fide. And the tall whites, they're watching our every move, and they're already here, and they're not going anywhere. They are tall white aliens. They are something very unique and beautiful. Fair skin, blonde hair, blue eyes. There's a lot of sightings in this area because it's near Stonehenge where these sightings happened. Anyway, to conclude, folks, I believe this story to be real and credible. I don't see any reason why this police officer would be lying because police officers are very honest individuals and they would never lie. And I like the fact that he did not fear them and he walked over to them. Listen, I would most likely bolt over to them because I can run pretty fast. I train with the Flash from Justice League, so. No, but seriously, folks, if there was an alien, I would force myself to initiate contact with it and start attempting to communicate with it telepathically. I don't know why, and I don't know if that is a very smart thing to do, but it just seems so many people are scared of extraterrestrial biological entities, and I think somebody needs to uncover the truth about them firsthand. And if they are truly advanced species, they would most likely give me a data dump of information to bring back and leak to Earth. And I don't think they would have a problem with, after they kidnap me, taking me home better than ever with a gift bag. I'd be very interested to see what kind of craft they were involved in. It could have been an invisible ship. I believe they were traveling most likely in an invisible ship, and that while they were flying over this piece of land, they noticed the formation of a crop circle that looked amazing, and they stopped to analyze it because it was most likely another alien species that created that. And they were probably investigating, like, whoa, this wasn't made by humans, and this wasn't made by us. This was made by a whole third species, and from the looks of that crop circle, it had to be one funky ship, probably more expensive than anything on Earth. I want to know where they get the money to build these ships, because a civilization of humanoids, no matter how advanced, can only create so much money. Maybe they have another method, but these ships, I just don't understand how they could create them. Because the technology costs money. They must be working for free. They might be communistic. I don't see how another species of alien from another planet could organize the community to create these grand flying vessels. I don't know, folks. Part of me thinks that mostly all of these aliens are either demons or just pure evil spirits. The tall whites, however, they could be perhaps beings of light and love as well as me and our listeners. Because if we were flying in a ship over this geographical region, I'm sure all of us would get down to investigate. The static electricity field is probably a technology of surveillance that they have. The ability for them to run fast, they probably have technology that gives them these boots that make them run faster than a flash. They probably have boots with little wings on them. And they probably just have to pump them up, like the pump sneakers. No. But they probably have a technology that would have made them run fast. Because just the physics of Earth and running fast, that fast, it doesn't work. It's technology that's doing it.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Deaths of almost 100,000 people. Do you really want to know?
Arkansas, come down!
I am inside.
Several party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
Interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
Next, John McAfee perfectly explains libertarianism in 2 minutes. When I first heard about John McAfee running for president, I thought, yay. I thought, oh God, thank you. I thought, praise Jesus. Vice Magazine broke down and explained this man's lifestyle prior to running for president. He is a man that did sex yoga. He practiced the fatal sport of arrow trekking, which is an episode in itself on what that is and all about that. He went all over the world gathering sycophants around him, investing in power yachts, designer chemical labs, bodyguards, shotguns, and above all else, making his life a holy shrine to his penis. And his life's work? Putting the pudding of that penis in as many young ladies as would have it. His holy grail, according to reports from close friends, reported by Gizmodo, was drugs that induce sexual behavior in women. Which is a damn good idea. I think there needs to be more women that want to take drugs that induce sexual behavior. Because men have Viagra, but women just have nothing. And as you all know, all guys know, women are always never wanting to have sex. They just want to, say, stop looking at me when you look at them in public. And, like, get away from me. Don't talk to me. stuff like that. Or maybe that's just me. But he lives for pleasure, okay? He's a very hedonistic man. And he is a degenerate folk hero. You can imagine why some people were skeptical, like Damian Rucci, when he decided to run for office. He stated that, look, whichever your feelings are on this man, his recent performance at the Libertarian Party debate was brilliant. Why am I saying this? Brilliant? What could he be saying? Well, I'm going to play a clip. But you know, the thing is, he knows what liberty is about. Every law that tried to limit personal liberties and personal freedoms have failed. We've got a clip. Mr. Producer Man, Camera 5, go.
Mr. McAfee.
Libertarianism is grounded in the concept of liberty. But what is liberty? Liberty means that our bodies and our minds belong to ourselves. Liberty is lost when governments decide what is right or wrong regarding what we may do with ourselves. Every law that is tried to restrict or limit personal freedoms and personal liberty has failed. Governments and countries have criminalized prostitution or homosexuality, legislated what ideas we may teach our children, have criminalized the consumption of alcohol or other drugs. And what is the result? Our war on drugs has not diminished the consumption of illegal drugs. It has merely filled our prisons with non-violent citizens and created the most powerful and brutal drug cartel in the world. Prohibition did not reduce the consumption of alcohol. It created suffering through punishment and gave rise to organized crime. And ideas, like evolution, may be offensive to some, but ideas have a life of their own and cannot be extinguished. Liberty, which is personal freedom, cannot be restricted through laws. It can only be unjustly punished as it is expressed, giving rise to suffering throughout society. We're all libertarians on this stage, and you are libertarians here. I am hoping that this debate tonight will make clear the value of liberty in all things. The fact that liberty, its very existence, depends on privacy, and that it is the foundation of a sane and prosperous society.
Next up, perhaps the number one battle rapper in the nation, Daylight, gives an interesting and intriguing and thought-provoking interview on Vlad TV, and he talks about candid issues. And in this interview, he comments on the proper ratio of sleeping with men to women that will allow you to not be gay. It's truly eye-opening.
What do you have to say to, you know, any haters or critics of your decisions in that battle to, you know, do the twerking and, you know, pretending to perform, you know, fellatio on the microphone?
I'm not gay. You know, I suck a dick or two, but I'm not gay. You know, every blue moon, like, I make sure that I make sure I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? I see a nice chick, and I'll be like, ooh, she bad. You know what I'm saying? I see an attractive dude, and I'll be like, that nigga ugly. I don't like that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I think about it twice, but still. You know, so I make sure I'm not gay. I make sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing wrong. Like, it ain't nothing wrong. Like, if you want to hit a nigga, like, you know, every blue moon, like, that ain't gay. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not. Like, long as you fuck 22 bitches to every nigga, you not gay. Bro, you got to read it. It's in the gay book. Like, in the gay book, you have to fuck more men than girls to be legitimately gay. So, like, if you fuck 23 girls and one gay nigga per year, you not gay. Like, you not in the gay category. Like, you still a straight man. So, I keep it to one nigga per year minimum. Like, I'm good.
If you could choose just one guy to fit that quota, who would it be? You had Diddy for 2014.
Oh, one guy. Because I got to get one guy for 2015. I'm going to have to go with T.I., I've been feeling this caramel shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, that caramel shit, like when I first seen Rubber Band Man, like, I was like, yo, this nigga, who this nigga with the little thing on his lip? Yo, like, yo, that my nigga. You see this nigga? Yo, and he kind of short my nigga, and I know he like to do it because he got a lot of kids. Like, so I know T.I. like a freak. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Hey, on some G shit, I was just watching this reality TV show yesterday, and they was playing the game with the little handball. You know, they were throwing the ball against the curb. Like, forgot the name of the game. They're throwing the ball against the curb. And, like, the way he was throwing the ball, I was like, he a jack a nigga off. Crazy. That nigga had the perfect, like, boy. T.I. T.I. on my next list for the nigga I'm a fuck in 2015.
You said caramel light skin. What about Drake?
Nah, I can't. I don't fuck with niggas who are already gay. I only like straight men.
My thoughts exactly. Well said, Daylight. And just to let you know, you are always welcome on this show. I know you say, and other people say, you are a troll, but so am I, and I think we should stick together. Trolls stick together. I'm not afraid to admit I'm a troll. I just love what people said. But this interview he gave, my thoughts exactly. I agree with every word he says. Every word he said. He's a truly brilliant man. He's a black man that used to work at a gas station, and now he became a very rich battle rapper. He has a beautiful wife and a child. He is a great battle rapper. He is one of the most feared battle rappers in the game today. On top of that, he has a Spawn tattooed on his face. He basically has the tattoo of the outline of the Spawn mask on his face. We are dealing with a truly forward-thinking man of the future here. And he got a lot of slack for twerking with a chopper with an AK-47 in a battle. He gets a lot of shit from people. You know, just because he choked out a man that at a battle rap. The thing is, he put his arm around a man to include him in the battle rap, getting on to talk shit about another guy. But when he did that, he pushed him away. So he choked him. I find his behavior perfectly acceptable. I think you should be able to choke someone if they disrespect you. He also got a lot of flack for performing oral sex on the microphone. I don't see what is wrong with that. Kevin Smith does that every week on Hollywood Babylon. They are giving him ish because he is an educated black man that likes to choke people and do gay stuff. And I think that I've had enough, personally, of this. Leave this man alone. Daylight is one of the greatest men of our times. And he is welcome to come on this show anytime. And I truly mean that. I want to reach out to him. I'm just afraid he's going to choke me. But I want him to know that I think he's the best. And he's one of the greatest men that ever lived.